Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, Christians. A covenant is a contract, and the Lord gave it all for us. Now He wants all of us. That's basically the covenant. He came down to earth, gave us an example, showed us how to live. He gave everything to save our souls, absolutely everything. He died a nasty death. The Word became God and became flesh. And now He said, we have to follow Him. That's the covenant, following Him. Jeremiah chapter 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that does not obey the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you. So you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Jesus Christ died so we could have the Holy Spirit living within us. It's real, people. And the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin. We don't have to memorize the Old Testament. We don't have to memorize anything because it's downloaded into us. It's given to our conscience. But if we don't want to listen, if we don't want to obey, the Lord will let us go. He'll let us go astray. He'll warn us. He warns us that the devils will come back seven times worse if we go back to our old ways because the house has been cleaned. When you come to know the Lord as your Savior and you become reborn, you do become a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. But the fact remains, that's just the start. That's just the start. This is a day-by-day, minute-by-minute walk. It's warfare. We have an enemy, and we're living in a minefield. Yes, and the gate is narrow that leads to eternal life, and few that be thou find it. But let me continue. That they may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I, and said, so be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of the covenant, and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. We were delivered out of Egypt, people. We came out of the world. You know it. If you've been reborn and the Holy Spirit has come into you, there was a price paid to deliver you out of Egypt, and that price was the Lamb. When they were delivered out of Egypt, the final plague was the killing of the firstborn son. And remember, the blood was put over the doorpost, and that caused the death angel to pass over that house. That's us. We're that house now, people. And the blood of the Lamb is over the doorpost. It's over our heart now. Where the death angel leaves, the things of this world leave, the cares of this world leave, the anxieties of this world pass over us. But it's still a walk. It's still a walk of trust, a walk of faith, a walk of hope, and a walk of obedience. And we're told here, yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their own evil heart. Their own evil heart. Your own concepts of what's right and wrong. Your own pleasures. Your own comforts. The things of this world come to choke the word. People, this is heaven or hell. Jesus Christ came on this earth to set us free. It's a fight against actual entities that are walking the earth. For the most part, I believe they're invisible. Now, they may be manifesting themselves in these last days, because we're told in the last days it will be like the days of Noah. They might be, but we might not know who they are, because we're told that the wheat and the tares are growing together. But we will know them by their fruits. And we do know that we will have the fruits of the Spirit, which are contrary to the flesh. If you truly know the Lord as your Savior, you will have forgiveness, you will have love, you will have meekness, you will have patience, you'll have courage, you'll have bravery. The fruits of the Spirit are contrary to the flesh, the adultery, the fornication, the evident sins, the searing of your conscience. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. They went back. They went back to their old life. I'll tell you, if you have been delivered, if you have been delivered of lust, envy, hatred, jealousy, you better walk in obedience. You better walk in love. You better not look back or go back. Remember Lot's wife. She looked back. She had gotten delivered. She had the grace of God all over her. It was because of Lot. It was because of being Abram's nephew that they were rescued. But she looked back. She wanted to go back to the Walmarts of her time, the supermarkets of her time, the friends of her time, the things of her time. She wanted to go back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Remember Lot's wife. So we're told here, if you want to turn back to your iniquities, verse 11, therefore thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not listen unto them. People, I don't know where this begins. I don't know when the door is shut. That's not my job. That's not your job. But there could be a time when your heart becomes so hard, like in the days of Noah, the door is just shut. There could be a time like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the brimstone just starts flying because the door literally has been shut. And the Lord says here, if we want to continue to harden our hearts, he will not listen anymore to our cries. I'll read it again. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. All I can say, people, is walk in faith. We don't have to be concerned with anything. Walk in the Spirit and not of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the gods unto whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. You want to make your money a god? You want to make your respect a god. You want to make your education a god. You want to make your 401k a god, your retirement a god. You want to make your respect of men a god. It's going to lead you astray, people. It's going to lead you astray. The gods of this world, and there's actual physical demons behind every single one of them. You might not be able to see them, but they're scheming. There are board members, there is a demonic presence, if you are in Jesus, scheming to knock you off your block. And we're warned to beware of the schemes of the devil. And the schemes of the devil are the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lusts of other things. They will come to choke out the word, to choke out the love of Jesus Christ within you, to get your heart so hard that you don't forgive anymore, to get your heart so hard that you want revenge, to get your heart so hard that eventually bitterness will try to make its way into you And then once bitterness makes its way, beware, because we're warned that many a brethren have been defiled by the root of bitterness. Well, for according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have ye yet set up altars to that shameful thing, even to the altars to burn incense unto Baal. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. I don't know when that time is, gang, when we're not even supposed to pray for anybody anymore. According to this gospel, there is a time like that. I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to tell you when it is. Until then, I'm going to just pray for people. But there is a time, and only God knows that, when the door is shut. And, you know, there is a reason why Paul said to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. There's a reason for these statements. This is not Mary had a little lamb. And we are living in such dark times, dark, perverted times, that unless you hold on to your faith, you will be taken away. Because this is all we hear anymore, is incredible evil. There's wars, there's rumors of wars, there's incredible evil, there's corruption in all our politics. The banking system is falling apart. All these gods of the world eventually will turn their back on you. Eventually. And when your deathbed comes, by the grace of God through his fortune, if you're fortunate enough to be able to repent, so be it. But you don't know when your date is going to come. You don't know when the Lord is going to take your spirit your body, your carton is going to go back to the earth. You don't know that day. So you better prepare to meet the Lord. You better get yourself right now. And you better give yourself a self-examination as to where you are at in the terms of forgiveness, in the terms of murmuring and grumbling, in the terms of contentment with the Lord. You better give yourself, along with me first, a self-examination before it's too late. And I guarantee you, it will humble you. It will quiet you. Because God resists the proud and gives his grace and his love to the humble. And he tells us to esteem others higher than ourselves. Yes, he does. To a degree, that's what he did. By dying on the cross, he raised us above himself. He actually prayed for the people that were spitting on him. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. This is what our Savior did as an example. It's impossible to follow Christ without the Holy Spirit. It truly is. It makes no sense. That's why we are fools for the sake of Christ. Only Jesus Christ, through his Holy Spirit, can give us the power to overcome the flesh nature. This flesh nature, in its best form, is as filthy as rags. You and I both, right now, need the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ, living within us. The kingdom of God is within you, people. Believe it. Keep it simple. Follow the Lord's lead, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.